Now, what if stock prices are going down and bond prices are going up, which means yields go down, and dollars in the bank are losing value against other currencies and real estate is losing value? What do people invest in? Well, there are some things that are going up in value, for example, precious metals, like gold. Ira Epstein is president of Ira Epstein & Company Futures in Chicago. He does twice daily video webcasts. Mr. Epstein, what's the gold story this week?
Well, the gold story has been pretty consistent. Gold has been a safe haven, as people around the world, not just the United States, have been running to it because of the falling and worsening economic tide that's gripping literally all the industrialized countries.
Has trading been frantic today and last week, say?
Actually, it hasn't been frantic. It's been orderly. It became frantic for a short time after Bernanke's speech, of course, last week. And then after that, things have settled down, and the market's been probing higher levels. But right now, I think profit-taking is probably more in order than anything.
But you know, if you buy gold, you own something that doesn't pay a dividend or yield interest. And unlike a barrel of oil, you can't heat your home or run your car with it. What can you do with gold?
You can transport it and store wealth. And that's what it's been all about since biblical times. You can put an ounce of gold in your pocket, and today that's $900 anywhere that you want to go. So that's what it's been about. Of course, people don't just buy an ounce of gold and carry it in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But the concept is a haven when things are uncertain. And you are 100% correct. It does not pay interest. But what good is interest if you're making 3-4% and the value of your currency is falling 6%? You're net behind.
Now, I'd like you to explain something. You said something in the webcast that I called up earlier today in saying that obviously gold has already been rising in value. So the train has left the station, you acknowledge.
Well, I say this all the time. Here's what I say. People think they've always missed an opportunity. The problem is they haven't. That's why there's airports, train stations, and that's why there's schedules. There's always another train coming along going to another destination or the same one. Well, there's always an opportunity in the marketplace. The question is when to get on board for that opportunity.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking with us, Mr. Epstein.
You're more than welcome.
It's Ira Epstein, who is president of Ira Epstein & Company Futures in Chicago.